Steven Strasburg, Nationals ace, World Series champion, and even Silver Slugger Award winner. Over the course of his illustrious 13-year career, that's essentially over now despite some awkward tension between himself and the Nationals organization over his contract. Really, guys, that's a really weird situation if you don't know about it. Anyway, over his career, he's won 113 games, has a career ERA of 3.24, and has struck out 1,723 batters over his time in the MLB. He's a three-time All-Star, three times he's placed within the top 10 in the NL Cy Young, and in 2019, even placed 15th in the NL MVP award. For all the weight and expectations that Strasburg faced as a number one pick, he pretty much lived up to all the hype regardless of the injuries that he's faced over the course of his career. While it's undeniable his career was amazing and he accomplished a ton, there's one pretty good moment of his career that we are going to focus on today, and that would be Steven Strasburg's MLB debut.
Let's scout the kid. Control the emotions. I mean, he got a standing ovation walking in from the bullpen. He probably got chills and goosebumps. Power up early. Let it all hang out.
What's up, guys? MLB hauled a pretty good podcast here, and it's official. I've sold out and created a Patreon. That's right. I've went and done it now. If you happen to stumble over to patreon.com/MLB Hall of Pretty Good Podcast, you can find my Patreon where I am now offering bonus content, player requests, shoutouts on each episode, chances to co-host the show either with just me or when I interview a former MLB player. That's right, you and I can sit down and chat it up next time the show interviews a former MLB player if you'd like. We are also doing monthly baseball card giveaways for members as well. This month's first giveaway will be a PSA 9 Jose Abreu Gold Rookie Card, numbered to, of course, 2014. Winner will be announced on the 15th of every month via Instagram Live. So if you want a chance at winning, make sure to visit patreon.com/MLB Hall of Pretty Good Podcast. Now, enough of the shameless self-promotion. Sorry, guys. Without wasting any more of my time or yours, let's get into Steven Strasburg's MLB debut. You listening? Yeah, you. Do you remember what you were doing on June 8th, 2010? I remember what I was doing. Begging my parents to let me skip the daily yard work and housework we did in order to turn on Masson and watch Steven Strasburg's MLB debut. Strasburg was the number one overall pick in the 2009 MLB draft and very quickly rose through the minors, getting his first crack at the show after only appearing in 16 minor league games. That's how quickly this all happened. I was only 8 years old at the time, but let me tell you, the hype for this debut was so insane that even I knew all about this in advance. Like, it was crazy. It was everywhere in the sports world at the time. The Washington Nationals would be at home for this game, taking on the Pittsburgh Pirates. Coming into the game, the Nationals were 28-31, and the Pirates were 23-35. First pitch would be at 7:06 Eastern Standard Time, and in attendance to watch this go down, there were 40,315 people in Nationals Park. That's a crazy amount of people to watch a baseball game. People were hoping for a great performance, but I really don't know if people knew what legendary pitching performance they were about to witness. On this amazing day in baseball history, the Pittsburgh Pirates rolled out a lineup of Andrew McCutchen in center and leading off, Neil Walker batting second and playing second, Lasting Millage hit third and played in left field, G.I. Jones himself, Garrett Jones hit cleanup and played first base, Delwin Young hit fifth and played right field, Andy LaRoche played third and hit sixth, Ronnie Cedeno hit 7th and played shortstop, and Jason Jaramillo did the catching and hit 8th. And getting the start on the mound as well as hitting 9th was Pirates pitcher Jeff Karstens. For the home team, the Washington Nationals, of course, you had Christian Guzman leading off and playing 2nd base, Nigel Morgan playing center and hitting 2nd, Ryan Zimmerman hit 3rd and played 3rd, Adam Dunn hit cleanup and played 1st, Josh Willingham hit 5th and played left field, Ivan Rodriguez, future Hall of Famer at the time, did the catching and hit 6th, Roger Bernardina hit 7th and played right field, Ian Desmond played shortstop and hit 8th, and Steven Strasburg in his major league debut hit last and obviously got the start on the mound. So on to the top of the first inning. Strasburg comes to the mound to thunderous applause while he's warming up. Even just watching it on TV or watching the highlights now, I still think you can feel the energy the stadium was giving off that night. After warming up, Pirates leadoff hitter Andrew McCutchen strolls to the mound. After throwing 2 straight balls, on the 3rd pitch of the at-bat, Strasburg gets McCutchen to hit a weak line out the shortstop to retire the first batter he ever faces. The second batter of the inning, Neil Walker, is able to work the count to 3-1 before grounding out to first base for an unassisted ground out. Second out of the inning. The third batter in the Pirates lineup, Lastings Millage, strolls to the plate and Strasburg makes quick work of him, striking out on 3 straight pitches. That's the first strikeout of his career, as well as the first strikeout of the game.
That is crazy. Swing and a miss. Steven Strasburg's first major league strikeout, and it ends his first major league inning, 1-2.
In the bottom of the first inning, the Nationals came up to bat and gave Steven some run support right away, with Ryan Zimmerman hitting a solo shot off of Jeff Karstens. After a solid first inning to start his MLB career, Strasburg would come to the mound and look to keep things rolling. He would get friend of the show Garrett Jones to strike out swinging on 6 pitches, and then also get Delwin Young to go down swinging on 5 pitches as well.
2-2. Big breaking ball for the strikeout.
Strasburg's momentum would briefly be halted, though, as the next batter, Andy LaRoche, connected on a line drive single into right field. Strasburg had been hit off of for the first time in his MLB career. If you or anyone at home was wondering how he'd respond to this adversity, though, he'd show just how easily he could keep his composure, as Strasburg gets Ronnie Cedeno, the very next batter, to also strike out swinging for the third out of the inning. So through 2 innings, Steven Strasburg has struck out 4 Pittsburgh Pirates.
That has really good stuff.
Runner goes again, another strikeout.
So the Nationals come up to bat in the bottom of the second inning, and they're not able to score any runs, although Ivan Rodriguez does hit a double. So after 2 innings, the score is Nationals 1 and Pirates 0. On to the top of the third inning, and Strasburg is back to his strikeout ways, getting both Jason Jaramillo and Jeff Karstens to go down swinging. So after the strikeout of Karstens, the Pirates are back to the top of their order, but it really doesn't matter, as Steven Strasburg gets McCutchen to ground out to third base for the third out of the third inning. So after 3 innings, Strasburg is at 6 strikeouts. What a debut so far. For the Nationals, Nigel Morgan would manage a single off of Jeff Karstens for the bottom of the third, but they still weren't able to score any runs, keeping the score at 1-0 in favor of the Nationals. In the top of the fourth, most Pirate players were getting their second look at Strasburg, and Steven started to show that he actually was human, believe it or not. He gave up back-to-back singles off the bat of Neil Walker and Lastings Millage. Strasburg does manage to get the next batter, Garrett Jones, to ground into a double play, but in the process, Neil Walker moves over to third base with 2 outs. Up to bat now comes Delwin Young. He takes ball 1, and then on the next pitch of the at-bat, he actually takes Steven Strasburg deep. This 2-run shot makes it 2 for Pittsburgh and 1 for the Nationals. Strasburg does get the next batter, Andy LaRoche, to pop out to second base, but for now, the damage has been done. It's 2-1 Pirates. Strasburg has gone 4 innings up to this point with 6 strikeouts and 2 earned runs. Still, it's a pretty good debut thus far. The Nationals go down scoreless once again in the bottom of the fourth, and so Steven Strasburg would come back to toe the rubber once again in the top of the fifth and look to move on after getting roughed up a bit in the fourth inning. He'd get things rolling in the fifth by getting Ronnie Cedeno to strike out looking. Jason Jaramillo came up next and then grounded out to first base. Jeff Karstens then strolled to the plate, and Strasburg got him looking in 6 pitches.
That's right down the middle. 8 strikeouts for Steven
So after allowing that 2-run shot to Delwin Young in the fourth, Steven came back in the fifth inning and shut the Pirates down with a 1-2-3 inning. That's exactly how you'd want your young pitcher to respond. Moving on to the bottom of the fifth, Nationals second baseman Christian Guzman was able to get a double off of Jeff Karstens, but the offense wouldn't really get rolling enough to score a run this inning. Steven Strasburg himself actually came to the plate this inning, but unfortunately he wouldn't be able to help his case any as he did ground out. I know he's being a bit overshadowed thus far in the game, but Pirates starter Jeff Karstens is honestly dealing thus far tonight as well. So now, it's on to the top of the sixth, and Steven Strasburg is getting pretty deep into this ballgame. At this point, maybe you're wondering if fatigue is starting to set in. Maybe that throwing arm is starting to feel a little heavy, you know, a little tired. Steven Strasburg, though, was a different animal. In the top of the sixth inning, Strasburg only throws 11 pitches, 9 of which for strikes. He gets Andrew McCutchen swinging.
Fastball by him, strikeout number 9.
Then he gets Neil Walker, also swinging.
That's the most impressive part about this kid. 10 strikeouts in his major league debut.
And to complete the trifecta, also he gets lasting millage to strike out swinging.
And millage is gone. Pudge will throw him out. And that's 11 strikeouts for Stephen Strasburg.
Strasburg luckily would be rewarded for his efforts with some run support. Big donkey Adam Dunn and slugger Josh Willingham hit back-to-back jacks off of Jeff Karstens. Dunn's being a two-run shot thanks to a Ryan Zimmerman single prior to Dunn's at-bat. This actually forces Jeff Karstens out of the game. Evan Meek then comes in for the Pirates and gets three straight outs, but the damage has already been done. It's now 4-2 Nationals. The top of the seventh would be Steven Strasburg's final inning of the night, and he'd look to make a great final impression on the fans in DC. Now, for anyone listening, a little multiple choice quiz here. How do you think he did? Did he A, give up three home runs in a row, B, walk the bases loaded, or C, strike out three straight batters? Well, I hope you guess C, because boy did he leave a good taste in those fans' mouths. He gets Garrett Jones, Delwin Young, and Andy LaRoche to all strike out swinging, thus capping off one of MLB's most memorable debuts in their recent history. His final line being 7 innings, 94 pitches, 4 hits, 2 earned runs allowed, no walks, and 14 strikeouts. That's right, he fanned 14 Pirates hitters. His only real trouble was the Delwin Young homer, but pretty much anything before or after that, he was absolutely lights out. As for the rest of the game, the Nationals would eventually secure a 5-2 victory. Tyler Clippard would throw a scoreless 8th, and Matt Capps would throw a scoreless 9th inning to finish things off for the Nationals. Strasburg without a doubt lived up to the hype in his MLB debut, which was never going to be an easy thing to do coming into the start. Before the game, Sports Illustrated literally called this the most hyped pitching debut the game has ever seen. That's a direct quote from them. His 14 strikeouts actually set a new team record at the time as well. He was the first pitcher in history to strike out at least 11 batters without issuing a walk in his professional debut. He actually struck out every batter in the Pirates lineup at least once and struck out the last 7 batters he faced as well. I really cannot stress enough how impressive this debut was. It was iconic then at the time, and it's still honestly iconic now. Well guys, this has been the latest episode of the MLB Hall of Pretty Good podcast. And that was, without a doubt, the pretty good debut of Steven Strasburg. I hope you like what you heard, and if you did, please consider leaving the show a 5-star review and check out older episodes and look for newer ones as well. We've got some cool interviews as well as episodes covering some pretty good players that I think you'd really enjoy. Also, if you're interested, don't forget to also check out the Patreon at patreon.com/MLB Hall of Pretty Good Podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I really appreciate your support. I hope you have a great week, and I hope your weekend was great. This has been the MLB Hall of Pretty Good Podcast.